Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. And with Valentine's Day coming up and with Eco Talk looking for the green side of everything, we're trying to make green the new pink. This year seems like a good time to look at organic alternatives to the traditional romantic gifts like chocolates and wine and flowers and even lingerie. And thank you for those of you who submitted your ideas for greener eco-Valentine gifts. We're going to get to those at the end of this segment. I want to welcome to the studio Margaret Reeves. She's with the Pesticide Action Network. And Gerald Perlman is also on the line. He is the CEO of Organic Bouquet, and that is a fast-growing company. We're going to find out just how fast business is growing in the organic flower business. But first, Margaret, tell us about some of the dirtier sides of flowers. I mean, here we think of flowers as beautiful and natural and certainly romantic and associated with not only Valentine's, but, you know, any special occasion. What should we know that we didn't? And this may forever change your view of flowers, I have to say. But the good news is there's alternatives, and we're going to get to that in a minute.
Well, very good. It's a pleasure to be here. And in fact, let me take advantage of the opportunity. You've mentioned two other things besides flowers that I'd like to just mention very briefly. That is grapes and lingerie or cotton. And those are two crops. In fact, grapes in California is the number one crop in terms of numbers of pesticide poisonings among grape workers. So we're not only talking about the effects of exposure to pesticides among the consumers, but we have to keep in mind the workers in the field. Cotton, incidentally, has more insecticides used on it than any other crop around the globe.
We're going to have to do a whole show on cotton.
I haven't gotten
to that yet, but you're right. That's a huge issue.
Absolutely. So let me get on to the flowers. So if we're talking about health effects, again, I mentioned that one of the big issues is the workers. And in with flowers, we're talking about thousands or tens of thousands of workers providing flowers to the U.S. market. Most of those flowers come from Central America or South America, Colombia, Ecuador, Costa Rica, Mexico. And about 70% of the workers in Colombia and Ecuador are women. And we're talking about children as well in the fields, exposed to toxic pesticides on the order of hundreds of different pesticides.
Well, one man who is truly a visionary is Gerald Perlman. He started the company Organic Bouquet. You've probably heard about them if you travel in green circles or frequent green websites. Seems to be everywhere at once. Gerald, what a good idea you came up with, and what makes your flowers different and highly preferable?
Thank you, Betsy. And hello, Dr. Reeves. Well, first of all the flowers we sell are grown in a manner that's gentle on the earth and safe for farm workers, wildlife, and the ecology. And the difference is that commercially grown fresh-cut flowers are generally produced with an extensive artillery of synthetic fertilizers, insecticides, and fungicides. And these chemicals can affect the environment or the farm workers who handle the flowers or the wildlife or ecology of the region. And the problem really is that, you know, the U.S. doesn't inspect flowers grown here or abroad for pesticide residues. And about 70% of all the flowers that are sold in the United States are imported. You know, at the same time, the regulations require that these flowers are arriving at our borders pest-free. So the trade regulations themselves are encouraging the use of strong chemicals. So, you know, organic is a great alternative, and it's basically safe for the environment and safe for the farm workers who handle them.
Are there any particular types of flowers that are more pesticide-laden? Like, what about roses, since that's the most popular Valentine's Day flower?
All the flowers are using, you know, different chemicals to handle. I mean, they have to handle pests and fungus. And there's various controls, and there's quite a few materials that are used to do that.
And let me ask you, what's most popular, you know, among people who are buying organic bouquet flowers for Valentine's?
We have the classic red long-stem Valentine's roses are the number one item. We have another one which is called Hugs and Kisses, and that's two different colored roses. Pink Passion, that's hot pink, as you might figure by the name. And then really another popular one is Love Struck. And this rose bouquet is made from red, pink, and white roses, and depicting the colors of love, passion, and purity.
So I love it. Where can people, you know, get a hold of these flowers, since you know, you don't have stands in every city yet?
Okay, well, if I could plug our URL, it's organicbouquet.com. And if you go to organicbouquet.com, you can see our Valentine's collection, and I suggest to order early. All of our roses are priced at $39.95, and the best deal is to get a second dozen for only $15 more. And then we have some things to sweeten the gift. You can get delicious fair trade or organic Swiss chocolate truffles, and a recycled green glass vase that's hand blown. That's for $12.95, and we even have an adorable teddy bear that's stuffed with organic lavender for only $9.95.
And lest anyone think that those roses or flowers are going to arrive wilted because they're organic, they don't have pesticides, this is kind of chancy, I'm going to be paying a lot more for less quality, set us straight.
Well, we strive to have extraordinary quality, and we go to great lengths to assure that. All of our flowers are guaranteed. They come in a beautiful, we call it the Eco Tiffany look. It's an elegant a gift box. They're tissue wrapped. They come with little tubes that have water in them, and they should arrive in absolute perfect condition. We guarantee that they last for 7 days. If they don't, call us. We'll replace them, no questions asked, and we have 100% customer satisfaction policy.
And I can confirm that because last year when my girlfriend somehow turned 50, I sent her 50 organic bouquet roses, long stem, and she, boy, I thought she was my best friend before. She can't, she's still talking about it, and that was last April. They arrived beautiful. Each one had a little bit of water attached, and so no need to worry. They are gorgeous and fresh. Thanks for joining us, Gerald Perlman. Happy Valentine's Day. Margaret Reeves with the Pesticide Action Network. We didn't get to talk too much about chocolate, but a couple of other great organic chocolate lines that I've personally tried, Dagoba Organic Chocolate Company. They're out of Ashland, Oregon, and in Endangered Species Chocolate, where 10% of their proceeds go to benefit good environmental and nature organizations. Want to mention the music for today's show. It's Muse is the group, Musicians United to Sustain the Environment. We'll be hearing more about that. And in our last couple of seconds, just want to thank those of you who sent us your eco-romance ideas. One came from Andrew. He says, how about hemp lingerie? We'll call it Andrew's Itchy but Sexy Hemp Lingerie. That's from Andrew in Marin County. A suggestion for a box of chocolate from Endangered Species, coming from David Latham in Long Beach, California. And if you want to go to the Global Exchange Fair Trade online store, there's lots of environmentally responsible romantic gifts. And you could also set a romantic mood with just a candle or two with no other power running except, of course, the power of love, the best of all. EcoTalk is powered by the generous support of Petecology, Earth Justice, Union of Concerned Scientists, and the NRDC. Want to invite you to go to our website. You can download segments or the entire show, www.ecotalk.net. See you next time.